everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Karine Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. And what a wonderful guest I have today, given that this particular episode is called the Wellbeing Project. I have Rosalie K. Woods, who is a life transition coach. Welcome, Rosalie.
Thank you, Corinne, and great to be here today. Yeah, excited to see what unfolds.
Yes, and I'm so privileged to have you back because you featured in our membership recently and it was such a powerful session, and perhaps we can unpack that a little bit because I think they were fascinating tools that you provided us.
Yeah.
And even I'm still reflecting on them today. So before we begin, a little bit about you and a life transition coach. What exactly is that and what do you do?
Okay, so I help people, generally professional women of some description, to move through some of those curveballs that life throws at us and to actually help them move through from what can be seen to be chaos, disaster, or my life is unraveling, not how I want it to be, with clarity, compassion, and confidence so that they shine brightly again. Because I do believe that we are all unique. We all have a shining light. And sometimes life throws us particular curveballs that make us reassess and dim down that light. So getting it back is what I help people to do.
Fantastic. And what are the common themes that you notice with your clients or patterns?
Yeah. The common themes that I notice are that people have often had maybe some trauma in their childhood, or maybe even not aware that they've had some trauma in their childhood. People who can relate to being people pleasers, particularly busy working mums who just seem to have so much on their plate and they slide off their daily to-do list and end up being exhausted and burnt out, as well as those that avoid conflict, particularly in relationships particularly in intimate relationships. That's where it tends to play out the most. Stay when perhaps staying isn't the best option for them, speaking up, not having boundaries in place and just keeping on going and sticking it out. So they're the main types of that I work with. Yeah.
Very interesting. I know recently I've come and it always, with my clients, it seems like to be a collective consciousness where a pattern of issues or a particular theme comes through and then we address those issues, and a common one is not good enough. And I know that you work with self-confidence as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the programs that I offer is called Worthy. And I'll say up front, the programs that I offer people, they are a step-by-step process program. And they're based on the work of Nancy Levin, who's a master life coach in the US. Some people may have heard of Nancy's books around reinvention, relationships. And one of the programs is on Worthy, which is really fascinating, exploring the relationship between your self-worth and your financial net worth and how intertwined those two are. And yeah, so many people that I see, it all comes back to not feeling good enough or feeling like they've broken or they've been abandoned.
Yes.
All types of things. Yeah.
So true. Yeah. And the exercise that you took us through in TC Tribe, what was the objective, would you say, for the exercise? What did you want us to walk away with?
Yeah, what I wanted people to walk away with was two things. From the exercise itself, some compassion for themselves, that some acknowledgement that this is something that they're now aware of, which then provides them with the opportunity to make some conscious changes, and compassion for themselves that it's not their fault. This is an unconscious thing that has perhaps been going on in their life for years, if not decades. And I think compassion is quite an underrated emotion. Yeah. And when you're feeling like, when people are feeling that they're not worthy or they've been abandoned or not loved or don't have the confidence, then being able to go through a process that gives you ownership of both sides of a quality, the gift that it brings, as well as the when we use it inappropriately. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I know one of the learning objectives as well was why others trigger us more so than others. And yeah, I think that's fascinating. When I was working in the prison, my manager told the inmates, "Spotted, you've got it." So I'm wondering if there's any correlation there.
Absolutely. 110%. Yeah. Spotted. If you can see a quality in someone else, then they're just being a mirror reflecting back to you what you need to see for yourself. The people that trigger us are often the ones closest to us over time, because they're the ones we interact the most with. But we can also get triggered by people that perhaps we see on TV that we're envious of, but don't want to say, "Oh, I'm actually envious or jealous of that person." So it's easier to get angry at them than applaud them for the success and for what they're doing for the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the other questions I wanted to ask you is, I know you taught us about the emotional wheel, but if you had to give someone, one of our listeners, a starting point in terms of where do you even begin if you want to work on yourself? So for a client who's just gone through a breakup and now she wants to focus on herself because she's gone from one relationship to the next, and she just wants to sit with her feelings but start casting a vision for her future and what that looks like and what are the steps that she needs to take to get there. So, yeah, how would you guide?
Look, that's exactly what the Rediscovering You program is about.
Yeah.
It's an 8-step program, and the first step is vision. So it's not looking at what do I want in 5 to 10 years, because at that point in time, you've got, I was about to swear, I won't do that. You've got little idea, perhaps, what you want to be doing in 5 to 10 years. So we take the focus back to 6 months or 12 months, depending on the client. And we go through a vision process for each of the different areas of life. And then it's all about one actionable step. I'm very big, and this is one of the things I love about Nancy's work. I've worked with other people before that are into, let's make massive change and make it now. But for me, that hasn't worked. What works for me is making small changes consistently and building up over time. So that's where the step-by-step process really comes into its own, because when I'm not asking people to make massive changes, the one step that they might make in a week is go for a 5-minute walk. That might be it. And they decide whether that's 1 day a week, 5 days a week, or 7 days a week. And then that's what we hold them, or that's what I would hold them accountable to. But that's step one. Is vision. Then we go into some choice components. So about recalibrating. So often it's hard to learn something new just adding on to what we've already got going in our brain. So what incompletions have we got that we need to complete before we've freed up some energy to actually step into who we're going to become? So we look at calibration and finishing up some of those incompletions.
Okay.
And then we look at beliefs and, yes, confidence and a whole raft of things, yeah.
And just remind me, is that a group program or was it individual?
So I offer both individual as well as a group program. I won't be offering the group program probably till early next year. I run it 2 or 3 times a year, depending on what else is going on. Yeah.
Okay. And how much is it?
Yeah. So for individual, it's $2,250 Australian dollars, and everything's in Australian at the moment. And for groups, it's $6.95. So there's a considerable price difference there. There are some benefits of groups in as talking to people about experiences and sharing stories. You see yourself in other people's stories, maybe not the same situation, but you see the same feelings or emotions, things coming up in different people's stories. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But I am happy to offer a discount to your tribe. So if someone is interested, please just contact me and we can sort out a special tribe price. Yeah.
Fabulous. But I'll pass your details on to my client as soon as I get this wonderful interview. So how can people find you? That's the best.
Yeah, best place to find me is perhaps a little bit old-fashioned this way. Drop me an email.
Yeah.
Welcome at rosaliekwoods.com. Rosalie K. Woods, all one word. You can ring me, Australia 61 411-323-877. I'm on WhatsApp. That's useful for when people aren't in Australia, which I know quite a lot of your clients aren't. Yeah.
That's right.
You can find me on LinkedIn and you can find me on Facebook as well. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Rosalie. And I wish you all the very best. I know that you want to help 1,000 clients. I'm sure that will increase rapidly. So yeah, thank you for what you do and offering the tribe members your wonderful experience and skill set and just equipping them with the right tools in their toolbox. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.